Shalom, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
My internet service went out today.
我今天网络失去了讯号。
So I pray for God's special grace.
因此我特别祷告求神怜悯。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We know that you are in control.
我们知道你是那位掌权的主。
We commit this time into you.
我们把这段时间交在你手中。
Thank you for translators like Sister Fennan and Brother George.
我们为我们的翻译，周义居弟兄和芬兰姐妹献上感谢。
They are the gift to this church.
他们是你给教会的恩赐。
Please lead us today.
求你今天引导我们。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Yeah, we can go to the introduction page now, which is after the scripture.
我们要来看今天的经文。
Yeah, go to the introduction page. Today I preach on a topic that is very appropriate.
我今天要传讲一个非常合适的主题。
Today's topic is worry-free life.
今天的主题是无忧无虑的人生。
I've never been online and lost my internet service.
我从来没有在要上网的时候失去网络信号。
My worry anxiety level was very high.
今天我的忧虑是非常高的。
So let's learn this topic together.
让我们一起来学这个功课。
Today's sermon, we are going to answer two main points.
今天的讲道，我们要来回答两个主要的问题。
The first question is, what are the worries of God's people?
第一个问题是神的子民面对什么忧虑。
The second question we are going to answer, how can God's people have a worry-free life?
第二个问题是神的子民如何能有无忧无虑的人生。
For us to understand the scriptures,
我们要来了解这个经文的话，
we need to look at the background.
我们要先来了解经文的背景。
The author of the Gospel of Matthew is Matthew the tax collector.
马太福音的作者是税吏马太。
And the focus of the gospel is Jesus the King.
马太福音的重点是为王的耶稣。
He came as a Messiah.
耶稣是弥赛亚。
And then when we look at chapter 5 to 7,
当我们在看第五章到第七章的时候，
This is the Sermon on the Mount.
这是一篇登山宝训。
I actually have chosen a picture where the Sermon on the Mount might have taken place.
我找到一张照片，这可能是耶稣宣讲登山宝训的地方。
The Sermon on the Mount are God's guidelines for His people.
登山宝训讲的是神子民生活的宪章。
And then today's message.Matthew chapter 6 verses 24 to 34.
今天的信息是关于马太福音六章二十四到三十四节。
And the focus is don't worry.
重点是不要忧虑。
And when we look at the passage, the word worry, both in the English and Chinese translation, occurs six times.
当我们在看这段经文时，在英文的翻译中，忧虑这个字出现了六次。
And the phrase do not worry,
不要忧虑这段词，
appear three times in this passage.
在这段经文里出现了三次。
So obviously, Jesus was telling us to not worry.
很明显的，耶稣是要告诉我们不要忧虑。
And then to to tell us about do not worry, he used three examples.
为了要让我们明白不要忧虑，耶稣用了三个例证。
In verse 26, he used the birds of the air.
在二十六节里，他用了天上的飞鸟。
And then in verse 28, he talked about the flowers of the field.
他讲到野地里的百合花。
And then in verse 30,
在三十节。
He talked about the grass of the field.
他讲到野地里的草。
And then in the second part, Jesus reminded directly, do not worry three times.
在另外的地方，耶稣明明地用到三个不应忧虑的提醒。
In verses 31 to 32, he talks about the pagan's worry.
在31到32节里，他讲到外邦人的忧虑。
Pagan is a word referring to those who are not the people of God.
外邦人是一个词，用来代表那些不属于神的子民。
And then verse 33, he talked about the pursuit of God's people.
在33节里讲到门徒所要追求的。
And then 34, he told us God's people should not worry.
在34节里，他讲到门徒不要忧虑。
Let's go into the content today.
让我们来看今天的内容。
We answer the first question.
我们要来回答第一个问题。
What are the worries of God's people?
神的子民面对什么忧虑？
We go to the things that God's people worry about.
我们要来看神的子民忧虑的事情。
In English, I use the letter F for the word to describe what we worry about.
在英文里，我用了那一个字，第一个字母是 F 来代表我们所担心的事。
We worry about finance.
我们担心我们的财务问题。
Verse 24 says, "You cannot serve both God and mammon."
在二十四节里讲到，你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Mammon is the name given to the god of money.
马门就是在讲到钱财之神的名字。
So we have a choice to serve God.
所以我们有一个选择是要侍奉主。
Or we have a second choice to serve money.
或是选择侍奉财神爷。
So what is today's application?
那对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
The PowerPoint is not moving. Okay. And go to the next one. Yeah. Today's application.
今天的意义。
There is a gospel singer by the name of Johnny Cash.
这里有一个是福音的歌手，叫做强尼·卡西。
It's very interesting for somebody with a last name Cash.
这是很有趣的，因为他的姓在中文里面是讲现金的意思。
And he is a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
But he also struggled the whole life with money and fame.
但是他的一生都在名利之间挣扎。
At the end of the day, he lived a life that do not glorify God very much.
他最后活的一点都不像是神儿女的样式。
But praise God, at the end of the day, he came back to God.
但是感谢神，最后他回转，再一次归向神。
He put serving God on top of serving money.
他再一次把侍奉神摆在侍奉钱财之上。
So God's people should not worry about finance.
所以神的儿女不应该为钱财来担忧。
The second F is fundamental or basic necessities.
第二个 F 是讲到日常生活必需品。
Verses 25. 28 and 31.
25节到28节和31节。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what will you wear? And why do you worry about clothes? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？ 所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
There are three F's to describe our fundamental needs.
这里有三个字都是F开头的，是讲到我们的日常生活必须。
The first F is food.
第一个F那个字是讲到吃。
We can go to the next PowerPoint, yeah. Yeah, food.
吃.
And then fruit, drink.
第二个字是喝.
And then fashion.
第三个字是穿.
Even believers would worry about food, drink, and fashion.
连信徒也会为吃、喝、穿时时忧虑.
Is it possible?
这有可能吗?
Although we have enough to eat, drink, and wear.
虽然我们所吃、所喝、所穿的都足够。
We worry about whether it's healthy.
我们仍然担心吃的是不是健康。
We worry about whether what we good is good.
我们还担心我们所吃的够不够好。
And the next slide on today's application.
那对我们今天的意义是什么呢?
The next slide. The COVID-19 really bring us a question. Where does my help come from?
我们今天所面对的新冠肺炎疫情让我们思想到我的帮助从何而来?
And what are the basic necessities we worry about?
我们所忧虑的这些日用品是什么呢?
Next. We worry about our basic hygiene protection.
我们担心我们的防疫用品是否足够。
To go and look for mask.
我们可能要去寻找口罩。
I look for wipes.
寻找消毒手巾。
I cannot believe that I paid $40 for 50 masks.
我不能相信我花了40块钱买到15个口罩。
And the store said to me,
店里的人跟我说,
We already do you a favor. Everybody is selling $60 for 50 masks.
哦,我们其实是对你很好了,其他的人都是卖60块。
And the next slide. I can never imagine I go to Costco, I cannot find jasmine rice.
我从来没有办法想象说我去到大商场里买不到泰国香米。
I cannot find garlic.
我也买不到蒜头。
I cannot find toilet papers.
我也买不到卫生纸。
But yet, when I worry about daily necessities last year, the Lord provided.
然而当去年我在为我的日用必需品担心的时候，神却供应我。So
we worry about finance.
所以我们会为金钱担心。We
worry about fundamental necessities.
我们会为我们的日用必需品担心。And
the third F is we worry about our fitness for longevity.
第三个是我们也为我们的健康跟寿命在担心。
Yeah, the next sentence, yeah. Verse 27, can any of you, by worrying at a single hour to your life?
第27节讲到,你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢?
We worry about our fitness for longevity.
我们担心我们的寿数或是我们的健康。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
We can look at the next picture. I'm going to tell you how I feel at my big 60 about 2 years ago.
我要告诉你，两年前当我到了60岁的时候，我的感受是什么？
I don't want my family to celebrate.
我并不想要我的家人为我祝寿。
I said, wait until I'm 62.
我说，等到我62岁再来庆祝吧。
Because my grandfather passed away around 40 years old.
因为我的祖父大概在40年前去世。
No, he died at 40 years old. Age 40.
他在40岁的时候去世。
And then my grandmom died at 60 years old.
我的祖母是在60岁的时候去世。
And then my father died at 62.
我的父亲是在62岁去世。
And they all die of cancer.
他们都是因着癌症而去世的。
So I told my family, don't celebrate my big 60.
所以我告诉我的家人，不要在我60岁的时候给我祝寿。
Wait until I am 62.
等到我到了62岁再来。
The last 2 years, I have a very strange feeling.
在过去这2年，我有很奇怪的一个感受。
Am I going to live until I am 62?
我能活到62岁吗？
Then I look at this passage.
然后我看到了这段经文。
Can worry add a single quarter to my life?
忧虑可以增加我一刻的寿数吗？
The fourth kind of worries.
这样子的忧虑。
Is our future.
我们还会再担心到我们的未来。
Chapter 6, verse 34.
6章34节。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
所以不要为明天忧虑。
We worry about the future.
我们为将来而忧虑。
I always think, when is my turn to have the COVID-19 vaccine?
我一直在想，什么时候轮到我可以打这个新冠疫苗的预防注射。
So every day, I worry about when it is going to happen.
我都一直在想说什么时候我可以打到疫苗呢？
So I want to tell you the story of two 95 years old.
我要跟你讲一个有两个95岁女士的故事。
This is the film star Betty White at her 95 years old birthday.
这是一张照片，是一个95岁的女士贝蒂·怀特她的生日照片。
She looks very happy.
她看起来很开心。
But another 95 years old lady.
但是有另外一位95岁的女士。
She was very sick.
她被忧虑所苦。
Then she explained her major worry.
她解释了她的主要忧虑。
She said, every close friend I ever had has already died and gone on to heaven.
她说，我所有的好朋友都已经离世，往天堂去了。
I'm afraid.
我害怕。
They are all wondering where I went.
他们都在怀疑我去了哪里。
In my heart, I also want to live long.
在我的心中，我也想要有长寿。
I think about how would it be if I live until 95 years old.
我在想说，如果我能够活到95岁，那是怎么样的一个情形呢？
Then it came across this story.
然后我看到这个故事。
The older I got, the more lonely I am.
我活得越长，我可能是越孤独。
I began to worry.
我又开始担心了。
In the past, I worried that I would not pass 62.
在过去，我担心我活不到六十二岁。
Now I worry what would happen if I live until 95.
现在我又担心，如果我活到九十五岁，那又是什么一个样子呢？
So either 62 or 95, they are worries about the future.
所以不管是六十二岁或是九十五岁，人们都可以为将来而担心。
Then we look at the second part. We answer the second question.
再来，我们要来看第二部分。
And the question is, how can God's people have a worry-free life?
我们要来回答第二个问题，就是神的子民如何能有无忧无虑的人生？
There are many ways for God's people to be worry-free.
其实有很多个方法让神的子民能够有无忧虑的人生。
First, we have to serve God over money.
第一，就是我们要把侍奉主放在得钱财之上。
Chapter 6, verse 24.
六章二十四节。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Money is a good servant.
钱财是好的仆人。
But money is a very bad master.
然而钱财是一个很糟糕的主人。
It's good if you're in control of money.
如果你能够控制、掌握你的钱财，那是好的。
But it's very bad if you let money control you.
然而如果你让钱财来控制你，那就非常糟糕了。
What is today's application?
今天的意义是什么呢？
I want to tell you a story about a post office worker.
我要跟你讲一个在邮局工作的人的故事。
He originally lived in Brooklyn.
他原本是住在布鲁克林。
But the only post office job he could find is about 1 hour away in upstate New York.
然而他唯一能够找到一个邮局的工作是在上州，纽约上州。
He prayed for 10 years for the post office to transfer him back to Brooklyn.
十年之久，他一直为他能够回到布鲁克林的邮局工作祷告。
And then God opened the door.
最后神开了门。
There are two choices.
然而他却有两个选择。
He can work full time.
一个是全时间的工作。
But he has to work on Sundays.
但是他在主日，就是周日必须要工作。
One job is part time.
另外一个是一个部分时间的工作。
But he doesn't have to work on Sundays.
而他不需要在礼拜天工作。
And then he can go to church to worship God.
这样他就可以去教会敬拜神。
He put God first.
他把神摆在首位。
Sunday is worship day.
礼拜天是敬拜的主日。
He chose the part-time job.
于是他选择了部分时间的工作。
But he testified that God takes care of him.
然而他却见证了神顾念他。
The second way is life is more important than fundamental necessities.
第二个是讲到生命比日常生活必需品更重要。
The next slide.In verse 25,
在二十五节
Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
There is a psychologist by the name of Maslow.
有一个心理学家，他的名字是马斯劳。
He put the fundamental necessities at the bottom of the pyramid.
在他所列的金字塔里面，日常生活必需品是放在最底层。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
Let me tell you my story on the next photo.
让我告诉你我的故事。
In 2017, I took a picture on the airplane to Hong Kong.
在2017年，我在飞往香港的飞机上照了一张照片。
I was 200 pounds.
那时候我是200磅。
And then on the right side is a picture I took 2 weeks ago. I am now 155 pounds.
右边的这张照片是我两个礼拜前照的，我现在是155磅。
When I saw my mom that year in 2017,
当我在2017年那一年见到我妈妈的时候
，My mom has Alzheimer's.
我妈妈有老人失忆症。
Every 15 minutes, he'll tell me one thing.
在15分钟之后，他告诉我一件事。
Every 15 minutes.
每15分钟，他就告诉我一件事。
Son, you are too fat.
儿子，你太肥了。
You need to lose some weight.
你必须要减重。
But I can't. I like to eat rice.
但是我没有办法，我很喜欢吃米饭。
Then in 2018, I was diagnosed with diabetes.
然而我在2018年被诊断出有血糖，有糖尿病。
I was in emergency 2 times in a month.
我在一个月内去了急诊室两次。
I'm determined, as you can see on the next photo.
在下一个照片你可以看到。
I don't want to be big rice pot again.
我不想要再成为大饭桶了。
My life is more important than eat, drink, and wear.
我的生命比吃喝更重要。
My spiritual life is important to have the days to serve God.
我的属灵生命是应该用来服侍神的。
And the third way is God cares for his more precious people.
第三个部分是讲到神照顾他看为贵重的子民。
He used 3 examples.
神用了三个例子。
Example 1, birds of the air.
第一个例子是天上的飞鸟。
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
If you look at the next photo, have you ever looked at the birds of the air?
你看到这张照片，你是否曾抬头仰望空中的飞鸟呢？
And you think, Heavenly Father feeds the birds of the air.
你有没有想过天父养活这些天上的飞鸟？
We are more valuable than birds. He will feed us.
我们比飞鸟贵重的多了，天父必顾念我们。
The example two he used is flowers of the field.
第二个比喻是用野地里的百合花。
In verse 28 to 29,
28到29节。
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you, that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地里的百合花。怎样长起来，他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Have you ever looked at the flowers of the field?
你曾否看看野地里的那些百合花呢？
They do not labor or spin.
他们也不劳苦，也不纺线。
But yet they are better than Solomon in all his splendor.
然而他们比所罗门最荣华的时候还更好。
He uses the third example.
再来是第三个比喻。
grass of the field.
野地里的草。
Chapter 6, verse 30.
第六章三十节。
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Have you ever looked at your lawn?
你有没有看看你自己的草地呢？
Whether it's nice or not?
你的院子的草看起来好还是不好呢？
You ask a question, God clothes the grass of the field.
你可以问上一个问题，神还给野地里的草装饰。
God's people are much more.
更何况是神的子民呢？
What is today's application?
今天的意义是什么呢？
I have chosen a picture for you to look at.
我选了一张照片给你们看。
I went through a major crisis about over 2 months ago.
大概在两个月前，我有一个危机。
And God touched me.
然而神在那个时候感动了我。
A brother from Atlantic City.
有一位在大西洋城的基督徒弟兄。
He has never visited me.
他从来没有来看过我。
But then he suddenly appeared at my doorstep.
然而突然他就出现在我家的门口。
Bring me the nicest Vietnamese noodle I can say in the East Coast.
然后他带给我可以我说是这个东岸最好的、越南河粉汤。
He brought me fresh oxtail.
他也带来新鲜的牛尾。
He gave me a very nice wild-caught black fish.
哦，他给我一条他自己钓到的鲈鱼。
I was in tears.
我看了这些，眼泪都流出来了。
Yes, the Lord is Jehovah Jireh.
是耶和华，是供应的神，耶和华以勒。
It takes him 3 hours to come to my house.
那位弟兄花了三个小时才来到我家。
It takes him 3 hours to go back.
他还要再花三个小时回到他自己的家。
260 miles trip.
260英里的路程。
And God's telling me, I am Jehovah Jireh. I care for you. I provide.
神透过他告诉我，我是耶和华以勒，我顾念你。我必供应你。
What's the fourth way not to worry?
能够不忧虑的途径是什么呢？
Because worry achieves nothing.
第四点我们要来看的是忧虑于事无补。
Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Worrying doesn't add a single hour to life.
忧虑不能增加人一刻的寿命。
Actually, worry reduces one life.
事实上，忧虑可能减少人的寿命。
It affects our appetite.
因为它影响到我们的食欲。
It affects our sleep.
它会影响到我们的睡眠。
In the next picture, on our daily application,
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
In the past, I think running wheel is only for hamster.
在过去，我都以为在滚轮上面跑步是给那个小鼠做的。
And then the gym get an idea, have a running wheel for people.
但是在健身房里，他们却发明了这种让人们在滚轮上跑步的运动。
You work hard, but you go nowhere.
你很努力地跑，但是你哪里都去不了。
Worry is like running on a running wheel.
而忧虑就好像在滚轮上跑步一样。
You work hard, but you don't go any distance.
你很努力，但是你却达不到任何目标。
The fifth, worry shows lack of faith.
第五个我们要来看的是讲到忧虑是小信的表现。
In verse 30, you of little faith.
三十节，你们这小信的人呢？
Worry magnified the problems.
忧虑把问题的难度放大了。
And at the same time, worry underestimate God's power.
而同时忧虑也看清了神供应的能力。
Hudson Taylor explained what faith is. Hudson Taylor, 戴德生。
戴德生。
Tell us something about faith.
对我们说到关于信心的事。
We don't need a great faith.
我们不需要伟大的信心。
We only need faith in a great God.
我们只需要相信一位伟大的神。
Let me tell you a story.
让我来讲一个故事。
It's about a mom who has two sons.
讲到一个有两个儿子的妈妈。
I've chosen a picture, next. One of his sons makes salt from seawater as a living.
这位母亲其中的一个儿子是在制造盐巴为生。
He relies on the sun to evaporate the seawater to get the sea salt.
这个儿子要靠着晴天的太阳把海水蒸发了，然后可以制出盐巴来。
And then she has a second son who sells umbrella.
然而这位母亲还有另外一个儿子是在卖伞的。
And the son relies on a rainy day to make his business.
而这个儿子要靠雨天才有生意。
And the mom was miserable.
这个母亲就很可怜了。
On the rainy day, he worried about the son who makes sea salt.
在下雨天的时候，他为那个卖盐的儿子担心。
And then on the sunny day, she worried about the son who sells umbrella.
而在晴天的时候，他为那位卖伞的儿子担心。
So she doesn't have a happy day the whole year.
他整年都没有办法有快乐的一天。
Then somebody tells her.
有一天有人告诉他。
On a rainy day, why don't you think about your son who sells umbrella?
你为什么不在下雨天的时候为你卖伞的儿子高兴呢？
And then on a sunny day, you think about your son who makes salt from seawater.
而在晴天的时候，想想你卖盐的儿子，为他高兴呢。
I think God's people are better.
我想神的子民应该是更好的。
We don't have to think about that way.
你不需要这样子去想。
We have a God who takes care of sunny day as well as rainy day.
我们有一位神。他是顾念我们，不管是晴天或雨天。
The sixth way not to worry is do not worry like non-believers.
第六样不需要担心的是，不要像外邦人那样忧虑。
Verses 31 to 32.
31到32节。
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?For the pagans ran after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Non-believers worry about eat, drink, and wear.
不信神的人为吃喝穿而忧虑。
The next slide. The next point. But Heavenly Father knows what we need.
而我们的天父知道我们所需的一切。
A Christian friend of mine once said to me.
我有一个朋友曾经这样对我说。
You need to be a Christian warrior.
你应该要做一个基督徒的勇士。
But you don't want to be a Christian warrior.
你不要成为一个会担忧的基督徒。
He tells me.
他告诉我。
The next slide. Do not always think about the worst case scenario.
不要常常做最坏的打算。
I have a great mom. My mom is very great example for me.
我妈妈是一个很对我是一个很好的榜样。
I say in respect, but it inherit the gene of worry from her.
我并不是说不礼貌，但是我要说，我从我妈妈那边有承受了这个会担忧的基因。
I always think about the worst case scenario.
我常常都在想最坏的情况。
There's a person by the name of Garrison Keillor.
有一个叫加里森·凯勒的人。
He's a star on the radio.
他是一个广播的主持人。
It's a radio of humor.
他的广播都是一个风趣幽默的节目。
Somebody call in and ask.
有人打电话进来问。
I'm planning to go to the movies today. Can you tell me the worst case scenario?
我今天计划去看电影，你可以告诉我会有的最坏情况是什么吗？
Garrison Keillor responded.
加里森·凯勒这样子回答。
You are walking up the aisle with your bucket of popcorn and your Coca-Cola soda.
你会拿着一桶爆米花和你的可口可乐走在走道上。
And then your feet get stuck to some gummy bears on the floor.
然后你的脚黏住了地上的小熊软糖。
You trip.
你绊跌了。
And the bucket of popcorn and soda cola tips over on a large woman's chest.
然后那一桶爆米花和可口可乐就洒在一个大体型的女士身上。
You try to help out.
你想要帮她忙。
You want to brush off the things off her front.
你想要把那些爆米花东西从她的身上把它刷走。
She screamed that you are molesting her.
然而她却尖叫说有人在骚扰她。
A newspaper photographer happens to be there.
有一个报社的摄影师碰巧也在那里。
And snaps a picture.
就照了一张照片。
And the photo is splashed across the front page of the local newspaper.
而那张照片就出现在当地报纸上的头版。
Your boss see it.
你的老板看见了。
And fires you from the job.
就把你开除了。
And then your wife saw it.
你的太太也看到了那篇报道。
She divorces you.
她跟你离婚了。
Your kids will not speak to you.
你的孩子不再跟你说话。
And then you're tossed out of your house.
你被赶出了家门。
And you reduce to picking up newspaper.
你变成在捡报纸的。
And soda cans along the highway and selling them for scrap.
你成了在公路边在那边捡汽水罐卖破烂的。
And that's the worst case scenario.
这个就是最糟糕的情况了。
And when I look at this picture, although it's not exactly the same, although it's not exactly the same, sorry, you go ahead, yeah.
当我看这张照片。
It described me.
虽然我的情况跟他所说的并不是一样，但是事实上也是在讲我的状况。
I always think about the worst case scenario.
我经常都在做最坏的打算。
The seventh way, put God first.
第七点我们要看的是把神放在首位。
33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.And all these things will be given to you as well.
33节，你们要先求他的国和他的义， 这些东西都要加给你们了。
We should seek first God's kingdom and righteousness.
我们要先求神的国和他的义。
God will give all what we needed.
神会把我们所需用的加给我们。
Submit to God's lordship.
我们要降服在神的主权下。
And live out his likeness in this world.
活出他的公义跟他的旨意来。
I want to tell you the story of the founder of Chick-fil-A.
我要来讲一个福来基这个快餐连锁店的见证。
He operates his company on Christian beliefs.
福来基的老板他是用基督徒的一个准则来经营这家公司。
He would not open on Sundays.
他在礼拜天不开门的。
And he gave his employees off for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
他在感恩节和圣诞节都让他的员工放假休假。
New York City boycotted him because of his Christian principles.
纽约市因着他这样子的一个基督徒的准则在经营，都在抵制他。
One day I went into Manhattan. I'm glad to find a Chick-fil-A store.
有一天我很高兴，我找到了一家福来基的快餐店。
In Manhattan.
在曼哈顿。
Last but not least, we handle one day's trouble.
最后一样我们要讲的是，我们要怎么样来应对当天的难处。
Verse 34.
34节。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Every day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Tomorrow will worry about itself.
明天自有明天的忧虑。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
每一天都有当天的难处。
Because of the time limit, I'm going to skip today's application and go to the conclusion.
因为时间关系，我要跳过讲今天的意义部分，来到结论。
Today we look at worry-free life.
今天我们在谈无忧无虑的人生。
God's people's worries.
神的子民面对的忧虑。
Finance.
财宝。
Fundamental necessities.
日常生活必须。
Fitness for longevity.
寿数。
Future.
将来。
There are ways of God's people to be worry free.
神的子民能无忧无虑的途径。
Serve God over money.
把侍奉主放在钱财之上。
Life is more important than fundamental necessities.
生命比日常生活必需品更重要。
God cares for his precious people.
神照顾他看为贵重的子民。
Fourth, worry achieves nothing.
忧虑于事无补。
Worry shows lack of faith.
忧虑是小信的表现。
Do not worry like non-believers.
不要像外邦人那样忧虑。
Put God first.
把神放在首位。
Handle one day's trouble.
应对当天的难处。
Sorry, today I'm a little bit over time, but I would like to ask Sister Fannin to conclude a prayer in Mandarin.
让我们一起祷告。主，我们谢谢你，再次提醒我们，你是何等爱我们、顾念我们的神。主，你顾念我们到一个地步，连我们的头发你都数过。主，你爱我们到一个地步，为我们的罪死在十架上。天父，你因着我们把你自己的独生爱子为我们舍了，还有什么你不愿意给我们的呢？因此你告诉我们不要忧虑，因为你大过一切的忧虑，你也大过我们一切的困难。 当我们遇到各样的困难、缺乏或是问题时，帮助我们知道，这是主你要在我们身上塑造我们的时候，也提醒我们，这是我们可以认识自己的时候，也让我们知道，在这样的情况，我们能够更深的经历你的能力，经历你的恩典，和经历你的信实。谢谢主，今天借着信息再次提醒我们，不要做一个像是不信你的人、外邦人的样式，也不要做一个信了你却是小信的人。帮助我们透过你的话语，我们真是有信心、坚定的来依靠你，以致我们能够经历你的丰富。感谢主，爱我们，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿门。
阿门。